Right, let's get a little more local reaction to the East Cape earthquake. Chris Beard runs the Four Square store at Tokumaru Bay.
It was a big shake. A lot of lights in the street came up, and it was, yeah, it just seemed to go on and on, I guess, for 30 seconds, and it was, yeah, a few photos falling off drawers and things like that.
Did you think for an instant, oh, here we go, this is the big one?
Yeah, I did. I was actually just putting my son, settling my son back down, so grabbed him and ran to the doorframe and then ran into to my room where my wife and baby were and just checked on them too. My wife was standing over the cot wondering what she should do.
That's a horrible feeling. What was going through your mind?
I guess the first thing was, what's the quickest way we can get up a hill? We live right on the water, water's edge, with nothing in front of us. So that was, I guess, the first concern, is how hard and long is it?
And did you make that run up the hill?
No, we just checked on the neighbours, checked that everyone was okay, and checked, obviously, social media and GeoNet. Then we sat tight, and then after about 15 minutes, I came down to the store just to check that the store was okay, but we were all okay on that. We had, a bit of stock on the floor, but it could have been worse, and then went home, and that's when we decided to head up the hill just before the alerts came through from Civil Defence. Freddie kept saying, I said, oh, we might have to go up the big hill. So he kept repeating big hill and big wave coming. He was pretty excited to be up at that time of night, but soon got over it, sitting in the car for 2 hours. So we went up the top of the Busby Hill. Much to my delight, half the town was already up there, which was great.
What was the atmosphere?
I think half the people thought it was party time, but are socialising early in the morning. And then the rest, there are a few people that we were just checking to make sure that everyone was accounted for and if anyone needed to shoot back down to the bay to pick anyone back up.
So this is part of what you do, is it? You're in the fire crew, so people like you and yourself, you went out to see how other people were?
Yeah, well, just immediately it was just neighbours, but then once we got to safe ground, we kind of got together with the guys that we could see and started to go through, and there were some guys in our crew that were really good going through their phones and accounting for the people that we knew didn't have the technology to get the alarms through on their phones, and quickly came up with a game plan. And actually a ute of the guys from the fire service came back down and picked up a few of the elderly and brought them back up, which was fantastic. We realised how unprepared we were. I think everyone reacted really well, but I think there's definitely things that will come out of it that people prepare a bit better
such
for the future.
Such things as, like, it sounds like you didn't quite know where you were going to run to.
Yeah, we knew that was the biggest hill, but there's several places you could go to in Tokumaru Bay. And being part of the fire service too, you've got to obviously account for everyone and make sure everyone's out. The siren didn't go off, so we were just relying on people's alerts going on their phones. So,
just on that with the siren, is that, should it have gone off?
As far as I'm aware, it should have. I think head office has to set it off, central comms, and we did get comms through on our phones that we normally do when an alarm goes off, but the alarm didn't sound, so it'll be something we have to look at.
You as a volunteer fire crew, you got a fire alert, a fire headquarters alarm on your phone?
Correct, yeah.
And that's what should happen, but you're surprised the actual station siren didn't go off to wake people up.
Yeah.
So you got a bit of thinking to do, and people up the top of the hill would have been, what, swapping quake stories, I guess?
Yeah, everyone was up there swapping quake stories, sharing blankets. Yeah, everyone had their car doors open and were socialising with people, all looking on their phones and waiting for updates. And there was actually a light from a boat in the bay sitting there, and we're wondering what effect it might have on him. And all the campers from the beach cleared up and came up as well, so that was good. They obviously got the message loud and clear.
Now it's been cleared and you're back down. I just guess you're keeping a weather eye out on the sea, are you?
I've just finished cleaning the store up, so I haven't had a chance to keep an eye on the sea. We've just managed to stack everything back on the shelves and clean up a few spills on the floor.
Pretty minor losses?
Yeah, pretty minor losses.
And that's Chris Baird, who runs the Foursquare store at Tokumaru Bay.